Talking about nature being a funny thing, just to round off, scientists have been up the Alps this week. It's wonderful to do research in nice places, isn't it? Mm. And they were intrigued by Edelweiss. Now, this isn't just a tune in The Sound of Music. It's actually a plant. And it grows high up in the Alps, and that means it's exposed to big doses of ultraviolet because it's at high altitude. So if it's getting big doses of ultraviolet, how does it protect itself? Why doesn't it get damaged by the ultraviolet? And that's what Jean-Paul Vigneron and his colleagues wanted to know. They're a research group based in Brussels, and quite appropriate they're in Brussels, being as it's a plant. But they studied these Edelweiss plants, and they thought, well, if it's not susceptible to UV, perhaps it's got some clever way of reflecting all the UV back off the plant. So they looked at the plant with a camera that can pick up what colours of light are being reflected, and they were really shocked to see that all the UV light that was hitting the plant was being soaked up. So it's absorbing the UV, not reflecting it. That's really strange.
Where does it go?
Well, that's what they wondered. And if you look at the plants, it's really characteristic because the leaves are really hairy. They're covered in this fine, white, downy fluff. So they thought maybe the hairs hold the key. So they put them under an electron microscope and they found the individual hairs are themselves made of tiny fibres. And the tiny fibres are 176 nanometres. Now, the reason I'm giving you that gratuitous detail is because that's almost the same wavelength as ultraviolet light. So when the ultraviolet light comes waving in from the atmosphere, it hits these tiny fibres, they can interact with it, and they actually soak up the UV and they channel it into the middle of the hair where there's water, and water's a really good molecule for soaking up UV. So this is a sort of natural sunscreen effort on the part of the plant. And why they think this is important is because at the moment we have sun creams that are made of titanium dioxide, tiny particles which turn UV energy into basically heat and cook your skin. They're wondering whether you could make sun cream out of this.
And so there's nanoparticles in it to
Well, you could make these tiny hairs and put the tiny hairs in the sun cream, and the same trick that works for Edelweiss could work for you.
That sounds really cool. Anyway, we are the Naked Scientists, and you're listening to us today. And later we're going to be talking about where did we come from? Where did humans come from? How do we manage to spread across the globe? If you've got any questions for us about science, medicine, technology, and about our topic today, you can email chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.